Sometimes one choice quietly shapes a whole life. For someone deeply connected to Padre Pio, deciding to follow his guidance made all the difference. If you ever wondered whether God cares about the little moments in your lives, this story might just touch your heart. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin the spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story is sourced from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio, Volume 2, by Diane Allen. And it centers on Brother Modestino, a fellow Capuchin friar and spiritual son of Padre Pio. What you're about to hear is more than just a biographical note of how he came to join the Capuchin order. It's full of anecdotes that reveal Padre Pio's spiritual insight and even some miraculous interventions. And just a quick note, if you're new here, Padre Pio's birth name was Francesco Forgione. That'll be important in the story. Let's begin. Modestino Fucci was born on April 17, 1917, in the same town as Padre Pio, Petrolcina. His mother, Anna, had grown up alongside young Francesco. Their families were neighbors, even owning fields side by side in the countryside of Piana Romana. Anna loved recounting memories of young Francesco, and Modestino never tired of hearing them. She told him how quiet he was, how often he was in church, and how he always walked around with a rosary in hand. She even recalled inviting Francesco to play with her and the other children, but he usually declined. Prayer always seemed to draw him more than play. By the time Anna married and had children, Francesco had been ordained and was now known to everyone as Padre Pio. Sometimes, while Anna delivered food to field workers, she'd ask Padre Pio to watch her baby, Antonio. He would sit on a stone by her front door, gently holding the child. When Antonio grew up, his family told him how Padre Pio used to hold him on that stone. Years later, Antonio, now a man, treasured that very stone as a relic. When Anna's daughter, Incoronata, was born, she postponed the baptism, waiting for her husband to return from military service. But Padre Pio wasn't pleased with the delay. Every time he saw Anna, he brought it up. This went on for months, until one day he simply said, "Let's baptize her tomorrow. Your husband will be home tonight." Anna was doubtful, but to her surprise, her husband returned home. The next day, Padre Pio baptized the child. Incoronata's life, as it turned out, was filled with many graces. When Anna heard the news that Padre Pio had received the stigmata, she wasn't surprised at all. She said she had always known he was a saint, even from the time they were children. So, Modestino grew up hearing story after story about this remarkable man, and it left a deep impression on his heart. In 1940, at the age of 22, he traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio for the first time. He was about to begin his military service and wanted Padre Pio's blessing. That visit changed him. He watched Padre Pio celebrate Mass and saw something he'd never seen before, a priest crying at the altar. He also made his confession, and from that moment on, his love for prayer deepened. Modestino was assigned to the Ministry of War in Rome as a postman. But even there, his thoughts often turned to Padre Pio. He told everyone about him, and eventually, two officers asked if they could meet him. The three of them, dressed in civilian clothing, made the trip to San Giovanni Rotondo. As soon as they saw Padre Pio, before Modestino could introduce them, he looked at the two men and said with a smile, "Oh, the poor army, oh, the poor agriculture department." The two were stunned. How did he know their positions? They've never met before. Modestino and his two companions fell to their knees and asked Padre Pio for his blessing. Padre Pio blessed them and assured them of his protection, words whose meaning they would soon come to understand. You see, on their way back, their train was bombed. Every carriage was destroyed except the one they were in. They knew who had protected them. Back in Rome, Modestino often spent his evenings in prayer. Over time, he began to feel a strong calling to religious life. A priest, Father Placido Lugano, told him the Benedictines would gladly accept him. Modestino was ready to join, but first he wanted to ask Padre Pio. While on military leave, Modestino visited his family in Pretolcina, then decided to walk the 25 miles to San Giovanni Rotondo, since he didn't have the money for travel. Five other men joined him. It was a long and difficult journey, marked by hunger, thirst, and fatigue. But they offered every discomfort up to God. During their stay, Padre Pio spoke to them often in a little sitting room beside the church. He spoke of Jesus, Our Lady, and the guardian angels. Modestino wanted to bring up the Benedictines, but somehow the moment never came. When it was time to return home, they dreaded the long walk back. But Padre Pio told them not to worry. "Divine Providence will assist you," he said. And sure enough, they learned that a car was arriving from Pretolcina, and the driver agreed to take them back. But that evening at the convent, Tonino, the driver, developed a high fever. Modestino, anxious, feared the trip would be cancelled. In that moment, Padre Pio turned to him and said, "You'll definitely be going back to Pretolcina tomorrow." Then Padre Pio himself took Tonino's temperature. The fever had gone down. Everyone was amazed at the sudden improvement. Tonino was well enough to drive the next day. In 1945, Modestino spent a year living in San Giovanni Rotondo, working for a local family. Eventually, he found a moment to speak with Padre Pio about joining the Benedictines. But Padre Pio wasn't happy about it. "If you want to join, then join," he told Modestino. "I won't stop you, but I will not give you my blessing. Remember, if you go there, a great disaster awaits you." Modestino didn't understand what Padre Pio meant by those mysterious words. He prayed, reflected, and finally decided to become a Capuchin lay brother instead. When he shared his decision with Padre Pio, both men were overcome with joy. They wept together. After completing his formation, Brother Modestino was assigned to the Capuchin convent in his hometown of Pretolcina. Years later, he learned that there had been a tragedy at the Benedictine monastery in Rome. Robbers had broken in, and several friars were killed. Padre Pio's warning had been very real. And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.